Now, something almost brand new in our travel and tourism segment today, because we want to introduce you to a new way to experience the coastline of the South Peninsula in a fun way that lets you enjoy the spectacular scenery and get up close and personal at times with marine wildlife. I'm talking about water bikes. And if you don't know what they are, don't worry too much. This is a brand new thing to South Africa. And to fill us in on how it's come about and what it all involves, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Roz Potgieter, who is the owner and founder of Cape Town Water Bikes. Great to have you with us, Roz. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon, Pippa, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's our great pleasure. I believe these are the first and so far only water bikes in South Africa. Can you explain for us, first of all, what they actually are and how they function?
Yes. The bikes are mounted on 2 4-meter-long pontoons, which give you a very stable platform, so you're quite elevated. And it's literally a bicycle on the water.
It's a great concept. Where did you come across it in the first place, Roz?
I enjoy cycling, and I actually heard the interview on the John Mason show quite a while back with the Princess Charlene. She's the South African Olympic swimmer who married Prince Albert of Monaco. And she hosts something that's called the Rivera Water Bike Challenge on these particular bikes as a charity fundraising event. And she invites sports people from around the world to take part, including some quite well-known South African personalities. I believe Percy Montgomery and Francois Pinner attended last year. And after listening to this interview, I thought, sure, that sounds very exciting. It's something new. I enjoy the outdoors. I love water activities. And the concept of cycling on the ocean, it just sounded very intriguing. And also a new idea. So I spent quite a lot of time on the internet. And then I thought these bikes would be really suitable for the Simonstown environment. Simonstown has become a great water activity hub. And from there, the wheels went in motion, and I continued looking into them.
Well, I love the concept that Cape Talk sparked the business idea in the first place, Roz. So how many of the bikes did you bring in, and where did you get them from?
I contacted the designer of the bikes directly, Jay Schiller. He's based in California, and I imported them directly from him, from California in the States. And our first shipment arrived late last year. So the whole process has taken me about 8 months, and I've imported 14 to start with.
Okay, and how long ago did you, I think you started offering the service from just before the holidays began, if I'm not mistaken. How well supported has it been in the interim?
It's been fantastic. We've had a really, really good response. We've had a few hundred people, and yeah, it's been great. We started in the middle of December.
Okay, well, that's fantastic to hear that you're already up and running with your first few hundred visitors under your wing. Having seen how popular it's been, do you think you might expand and bring in more than that original batch of 14?
Yes, there is room for expansion, but that's going to be a sort of something in the future to look at, yes.
Sure, it's very early days yet, fair enough. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the bikes themselves and the use of the bikes. Now, lots of pluses. There's no fuel involved. There's no noise or emissions involved. It is a quiet process that is not disruptive to other people using the coastline and using the beach at the same time. I would imagine a low environmental footprint as a result. But how easy or difficult are they to use? Do you need some kind of sort of solid cycling experience to be able to maneuver them?
No, no previous experience is required at all. They're very, very easy to steer. They're very responsive. They're very good quality, very well engineered bike. So yeah, you just hop on and pedal and off you go.
What sort of age and size of person can use them? Are there any restrictions on who can hop on?
We have put an age limit of 13, but we don't necessarily have to stick to that. Basically, if you can reach the pedals, then you can ride the bike. Normally, it's around about 5 feet. So if there are children and they can reach the pedals, they're very welcome to join. But obviously, the children, you know, it's best to be accompanied by an adult.
Fair enough. And do you have any kind of safety protection like life jackets, seeing as that this is happening on water?
Yes, we have a safety boat that is available at all times. The safety boat does the 2-hour guided tour, and we also give life jackets. On the rentals, every bike is fitted with a radio. There is a radio at the base, and there is a radio on the boat. So if they do need us, they just call us, and we're there. Yeah, the boat is always close by.
So if, for example, someone sort of strays off the beaten track, gets caught by a strong wind or currents or anything like that, there is an option to call for help. That's very important. Having said that, how sort of far from shore can you go safely on one of these?
Okay, well, we have two options. It's obviously all weather and sea dependent. The two-hour tour, we either head up towards Boulders Beach, or otherwise we meander, you know, take a slow ride up towards the coastline, towards Fishhook. And then the rentals, we do, there's either a 30-minute rental or a one-hour rental, and we have a definite route in Simon's Bay. So that is all, we go through all of those instructions just before the ride.
Okay, so you're not allowed to rent one and take off wherever you see fit. You are required to stick to a set route for safety purposes, I assume.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, they do have to stick to a definite route for safety.
Okay. I just want to put it out there. I'd love to hear from anybody who's given this a try over the festive season and wants to tell us what they thought of the experience and how you found the bikes, how easy or difficult they were to manoeuvre, etc. You can drop us a voice note on 072-567-1567 or give us a call on 021-446-0567. Anonymous, perhaps understandably staying anonymous, saying, I weigh upwards of 100 kilos. I would be concerned about toppling over the boat. Is that a legitimate concern?
The bikes are extremely steady. We have put a weight limit of maximum 130 kilos for safety.
Okay.
But they are very steady, you know, being mounted on the long pontoons. And also, we don't operate in unsuitable weather conditions. So far, there's been no risk of toppling over. So far, so good.
Okay. What about the impact on other users of the area, specifically those who live in the water and on the beaches? I'm sure many people are wondering about the penguins in particular. You do mention the possibility of marine wildlife encounters during a trip, Roz. Has that happened? What sort of encounters? And how do the penguins in particular respond to the bikes?
We don't go very close up to the penguins at all. We stay quite far because we do have a propeller in the water, so we can't go over any kelp or any rocks. So we do stay quite far out. But yes, we do encounter marine life. We encounter quite a few different seabirds, quite a lot of seals. And in fact, the other day, a group cycled past a baby turtle right in the middle of Simon's Bay. But that's very unusual. He was obviously right off course. We've had lots of big swimming crabs come past. And yes, and then, of course, we do see the penguins as well.
Okay. I think the final question really is around the costs. Roz, if somebody would like to come down and experience this, can you talk us through roughly what the costs are for those different options that you offer?
Sure. The two-hour guided tour, it's guided with a boat, so the boat directs you. The two-hour guided tour is 590 rands per person. And then we offer rentals. The 30 minutes is 290 rands and 1 hour is 490 rands per person.
And what does that include?
We give safety radios, a bottle of water, and obviously your life jackets.
Okay. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know before they come and try out the water bikes, Roz?
The main thing about these bikes, you know, the experience is about enjoying being on the water and observing your surroundings. The bikes, although they can go quite fast, we probably go about 12 to 14 kilometers an hour. It's not all about the racing. You go at your own pace. As you said, it's a totally new experience, and we are the first in South Africa to have them. So, yeah, they're new, they're fun, they're exciting.
Alan is very excited on our SMS line. He said, this sounds really interesting. How do I get hold of them, and is there an email address? So let's talk through a couple of logistics. First of all, Roz, where is the actual takeoff point? If somebody wants to come down and try it out, where do they find you?
Okay, we are based in Simonstown on the jetty, the Simonstown Pier, which is in Wharf Street in Simonstown.
Okay. Is it open every day of the week?
Yes. We operate 365 days a year, weather dependent. So it's always best just to check in the morning if we are going to be operating that day, either the morning of the ride or the day before.
And then if you wish to join a guided tour, I assume there are set times when those happen. What are those times?
The times at the moment, the guided tour you can book online, the times are 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Now and again, I do change it. You know, obviously, just we have to monitor the weather. So it's possible that those times can change.
Okay. Lastly, that email address, and let's do a website as well. Alan asking how to contact you by email. What's the address?
The email is info@capetownwaterbikes.co.za.
Okay, and the website, I assume, is then capetownwaterbikes.co.za.
Correct, yes.
Roz, we wish you all the best. I hope it is something that continues to be a popular attraction in Simonstown, that you are able to make a reality of that vision of perhaps expanding it going forward. Thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Only a pleasure, and thank you very much.
Roz Potgieter, owner and founder of Cape Town Waterbikes. And I think what I love most about that story is the idea that somebody was listening to this station, heard a concept, it sparked an idea. 8 months later, we have a business going that has the potential to grow and offer employment opportunities as well as a great visitor experience. What a winning, winning, winning story it is. Cape Town Waterbikes, located at Simonstown Pier. Their website, www.capetownwaterbikes.co.za.